Okay, we are continuing with the project of Kodesiches. We're learning Chelik Tezvov. Be'ezrat Hashem, in 2 weeks we're going to finish Vayigash Vayichi. Today we're learning there's a Sich of Miketz, and then there is Miketz Alef Beis Gimel, then comes Chanukah. So we learn the first Sich of Chanukah. A very Gishmak Sich, and it's interesting to note that we said this week already. How many times? Every evening we say an Eres Alolu. We say it for years. And a simple question that the Rebbe finds in this an Eres Alolu, and the explanation is a beautiful, beautiful explanation, as the Rebbe is explaining it. And then I heard somebody talking about it. He said that it's Geoines Bepashtus. It's not, it's not a big pilpul and those, but it's Geoines Bepashtus, how to answer it. Okay. In the Nusach von an Eres Alolu, Zokman drei Lishenes. An Eres Alolu, Madligen, Ala Choiz, Ala Nisim, Ala Nifloiz. Dann noch beim Sim von an Eres Alolu, Zokman wieder dieselbe drei Lishenes, noch miteinander Seder. Leute, Zul Ala Shimcha Godel, Ala Nisecho, Ala Nifloizecho, Ala Lishoizecho. So, Rebbe says, darf man verstehen, was ist der Tam von dem Shino in dem Seder von den drei Lishenes? So, boi, Mishlelem, you write an Eres Alolu. We are lighting these candles for what? Because the Rebbe gave us Choiz, Nisim, and Nifloiz. Comes to the end, how do we finish? Nisecho, Nifloi, Secho, Yeshua, Secho is the last. Nisecho, Nifloi, Secho is the same. But Yeshua, Secho, at the beginning of Aneo Zalolo is the first one, and by the end of Aneo Zalolo is the last one. Why? Why are you changing it? Why not the same thing? And interesting that in Ois Beis, the Rebbe is going to give the foundation of the answer, is the sort of his answer, and then the Rebbe is going to do a, by the way, answering a very, very hard question. The Rebbe himself calls it Kashi Chazoko, the Rebbe's Loshen. A very hard question, and through the Rebbe's base that the Rebbe is setting down, is going to be answered this, and then we're going to go back to answer this question of an Eres Alolu, why the change from the beginning to the end. From them was an Eres Alolu während der Mann nicht nur Nisecho, nor Euch Nuflo Yisecho, un Yeshua Yisecho, is Muchach, as the Mitzvah, not Lokas Ner Chaneke, is a Zecha nicht nur zum Nes von Pach HaShemen, warum nicht der Nes von Pach HaShemen, is nicht nur Gedda Finchus. We're starting to say an Eres Alolu automatically. We just light candles, right? That's when we say it. Why do we light these candles? So we say we're lighting as of choice, and Nisim and Nifloiz. So the Rebbe brings down. The Rebbe says, I must say that when we say those three Leshoines, so an Eres Alolu, when we light the candles, is not only of the nest that we find the Shemen. Because if it would have been only because we find the Shemen, I would not have said the choice. Because that sure means that somebody's in a despair and the Rebbe starts helping them. Finding oil is not a Yeshua. It's not called a Yeshua. So I must say that when we say an Eres Alolu, it goes on not nor on at locus and finding the oil, it goes on everything that we find. Because it says, Nisecho, Niflo Yisecho, and Yeshua Yisecho. Okay. Noroich, the Rebbe is continuing, Noroich. The aller late Suge Yeshua was the Rebbe Shterot Bavizm, Bayom Imoheim, Bizman Azeh. We're going to learn footnote number 3. The Rebbe says that we must say when you light a candle, it's not only for finding the oil. So the Rebbe says, but it's self-understood that this is the main thing. The main thing is talking to finding the oil, that's why it does. But at the Ezenet also thanking the Eibishter, as the Rebbe is going to explain later, that we see that with candles we could praise the Eibishter and thank him for a lot of things. Now the second and the next one, the number 4, the Rebbe says, very interesting, a Geshmak Rambam that helps us out in the Rebbe's Yesod, what the Rebbe is using of this. The Rambam says like this, the Losh of the Rambam, Lo Yidia Anes, Ulo Oisiv Beshevach Okel, Vo Yidia Eloi Al Anisim, Shosolonu. It doesn't say Al Anes, it says Al Anisim. So we see that lighting the candles is not only for the Nes of finding the oil, it goes on everything. The candles is Loidea Nes, finding the oil. In addition, adding on to praise the Eibishter for what of Nisim Shosolon. And then the Rabbi is adding on also from the Gemara in Shabbos, a beautiful, interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Noshim Chayovas B'nei Eres Chaneke, Shafein Oyu Boisha Nes. They weren't in the Nes of Chaneke, of the oil. They were in the Nes, in general, there was more Nisim in Chanukah, they were involved in one of the Nisim of Chanukah. So I see, how do you express that the women are going to celebrate Chanukah? By putting Chayovas Ben Eres Chanukah. The Rebbe Zeringan, Rashi says, Val Yad Isho Nesu Anes. And bring down in Meforshim, bring down what does Rashi mean Al Yad Isho? There was the story with Mainse Yehudis. That Yehudis what she had with the Melech, there was a time that Kol Isho Sholeches Leinose, every woman that was going married had to first go to the Egmoin and this, and she killed them. And also in another Sefer, so I don't know what it means, that Chana Veshiva Banoi is also a part of the Nes. What? What's the nest? They killed all our kids.
Chelik from Chanukah.
Maybe from the tzores of Chanukah.
Chanukah.
Right, but what does that have to do with the nest? It says. What? Well, what have to do with Chanukah v'Shem Yudkivov? Huh? Yehudis, I know. Yehudis, I said. But what was Chanukah v'Shem Yudkivov? I don't know. I just saw it somewhere. Okay. Okay, so we come to a conclusion. The Rebbe is coming to a conclusion that this lotion that we say, Aneiro is Alolo Onam Adlikin, is not only for the Nes of Chanukah, of the Shemen, but of all the other Nisim. And in them goof, the Rebbe is adding a very interesting point. Beloshen Rabbim, Shua is Nisim and Iflois, while the Moiros, Vimei Chanukah, and Koilel Kamu, Kamu, Yoni Yeshua, from all the Isugim. The Loshen, there is not a Neiros Alol Onam Adlikin, Ala Yeshua, Vala Nes, Vala Pele, but it says Loshen, plural, that there's a lot of them that it was there. Okay. Now, the Rebbe, this is the Yesod that the Rebbe put down, and soon we're going to see how this answers the question on what does it say, choice, nisim and influence at the beginning, by the end, nisecho, nifloisecho, on yeshu yesecho, by the end. And also the Rebbe says, the meat, that we are unfarrenzot, noch hakoshi chazoko, when you get them, zikon fneis chanik. We're going to answer with that also a beautiful question, unbelievable. The Rebbe himself calls it kashi chazoko. Okay. What is the kashi chazoko? By Nes Purim, there is a mitzvah that Purim, when it comes at night, we go to shul, and we make also interesting three broches. Here also is three broches. We make three broches, and we're putting on the, and we're reading the Megillah, at night and by day. This is Bapurim. Mashenken, and the Tzorchim von Chanukah, Iba de Yevoni, was his oi given a nes, unoch mer a nes golui, as it says, Mosato Giboiri beat Chaloshim, Verabim beat Meatim. Based on Purim is given by Alten Sidra Teva. The Rebbe is going to bring out here a beautiful question. When it comes Purim, that it was a hiddenness, and if you want, you could say that it was a natural Derech Teva. Why? Because we had a Esther in the Achashverosh killed his wife, he married Esther, and then Esther was a cousin with Mordechai, and Mordechai told her to go to the Melech. But Derech Teva, we could say that Derech Teva the Nes came. Mashenke Bachanike, we can't say it. Chanukah says clear in davening every day we say it. Mosato Giboirim Biyad Chaloshim Rabbi Yavatim. It was an open miracle, Mamish a miracle. When it comes to celebrating, so Purim, we say that we need at night and by day to read the Megillah. What do we do, Chanukah? Nothing. Beautiful question. What do we do? The Rebbe says, "Namont menes balaylo." So when do we mention the miracle of Chanukah, the first night of Chanukah? Ve'alanisim was mizokti ma'iri v'nebirchas hamozon. Right? That's how you're mentioning it. The Rebbe says it means nothing. Why? Because we bald aleph number one. Tfila service is reshus. Tfila service now everybody's davening ma'iri. It became a choiv, but it was based on a reshus. So if somebody didn't daven ma'iri, he didn't say Alanisi. Mashenki Purim, you must go to shul and read the Megillah. Base, another thing is, Shinishtoki Chiyuv says impossible, El Chanukah. There's opinions that you have to celebrate Chanukah with food. Some opinions. But in general, not. For sure, not at the first night, you have to make a Suda and say Alanisi. Kumtois, what is the bottom line? As is Nishtoki Chiyuv Echrechi, there's no something that you must to the Mon and the Nes of Nitzocham El Chome, Belel Chanukah. It's a beautiful question. Which one? Yeah, I wrote it down. Yeah. Even if you're going to say that there is a chiyuv to have a mishte v'simche, v'gam chiyuv l'asoy sude, you have to make a sude soden, so the question goes down, because you're going to have zeh alanisim in benching. So the Rebbe says, "Ein achiyuv davke b'leil Chanukah." I could do it next morning. Mashen Kimpurim comes at night, I must go to shul read the Megillah. The Rebbe says also, it's not a chiyuv echrechi. The Rebbe says in footnote number 9, Befratshim leyom aval anisim betchilo betvilo bebirkes amozen, ey marzir in oisoy.
Then you don't even have shachas.
What?
Then you don't even have shachas.
But shachas also not.
Never
marzir aval anisim.
That stays even at the end of the sikha, then you don't have a chiyuv echrechi.
Right.
Unless you wipe by the...
No, but the
end... Unless you wipe before shkia, and then it goes into shkia, so... No, I'm saying, because according to the sikha, then the only chiyuv echrechi 100%,
That's what the chiddush is. Yeah. Okay, we're coming to it right now. So we have let's just review. It's a very gishmaki sicha, not too complicated. Yeah. So to review it, the Rebbe asked a beautiful question. That when we say Aniris Alolu, we start with Yeshua choice, and then Nisim, and then he flows. By the end, we say choice. By the end, why is it? So the Rebbe said that when we say Aniris Alolu, this is the main main chiddush of the Rebbe. When we say aneiros halolu, it's not only on the ness of finding the oil, it goes on everything together. Proof, we say Yeshua Secho, Yeshua Secho is not finding the oil. Aneiros halolu madlikim, because we find the oil, it's a Yeshua, it's not a Yeshua. Then the Rebbe says, according to this, we're going to understand also. Now we're going to answer the second question, then we're going to go back to the first one. Und wie mir gefind al pia nal according to what we just said before in beginning of Oisik Beis is es verantwortlich bei Pashtus hat Lukas Neres Chaneke is as a korim nicht nur auf dem Nest von Pach Hashem und Roich auf alle Nissim von Yimei Chaneke very beautiful when I go put on the candle you told me that there's a question Purim have to go to Shul and read the Megillah when you put on the Menorah what do you have in mind all the Nissim so you get it so we do have a chiyuv to have Masker sein Chaneke before night right away beautiful. Und wie mir gefällt, der Rebbe bringt Proof, Geschmack Proof. Also einer von den Wegen zu äußern, sie kommen, weil alle zu überschnitt durch und sie, one of the ways to express your remembrance of Aness and to praise the Eibishter is with candles. It says in footnote number 10, Reis HaNedern, wie Gmose in HaNedern, also in Targum, dem Meshapchin Benio Butzin, with light. Okay. And then footnote 11, ומה שקובע לשבח על הנס לנצוח המלחום על די נירו שבגדי שיוכלל גם הנס דה פח right רבי, why did we say that we have to celebrate the nitzochon of the milchome with neiros, because now you have both of them together. As we say in the Gemara, that the Rebbe says in the Aore, in footnote number 10, at the end, al derech neiros, sheishlem ha shakavonu beidliku neiros v'chassos koshecho, bavuste maise v'tichsam soifer, the Rebbe says. Yes. Ile neiros shel simcha v'kobed ha-shchine, al derech neiros v'simchat beis ha-shev v'ezras noshim, neiros beis ha-knesses, shekol eilu ein mekoimim ba-eichu. So anyway, so we come to a conclusion that now the answer is very beautiful. When it comes Chanukah, Sunday night, it was the first night of Chanukah, yeah?
Yeah.
Sunday night. When Sunday night came the first night of Chanukah, after the Shkia, or some people do it right by the Shkia, or after Ma'ariv, if you miss, then you go and you make three brachas, and you put on the candles. So you're celebrating the Nitzoch of the Melchome and everything together. Now we're going to come back to answer the question of the Aneiros Halolu, why we say the Tri Lashon is different at the beginning and the end. Das soll der Tamm wie Shina Seder von der Dreile Schönes in der Nähe Shalol. Now we'll understand what's the difference. In Onne brett sich wegen die drei Züge hat Shalol wie Yeshua, Shoshis Shalav und Shene bei Mose. I'll give it to you a preview just in a few words, then we'll learn it inside. The Rebbe says very simple. When we say a Nehru Shalol or Madlikin, what do we say? We're lighting the candles because of what he did to our forefathers then. So the Rebbe says it must be in a way the Seder, the order as it was then. The Seder then was, first was choice, and the Rebbe is going to explain it in details what it was. Then was Nisim, then was Nefloyes. When it comes to the end, what do we say? Chol Shmoynes Mechanukei L'Aner Salol Kodeshem V'on Rishus L'Ishtamesh B'Melo L'Roysom B'Lvad. Why? K'dei L'Oide Shul Alelis, we are praising the Eibishter. We are praising the Eibishter, it has to be in a different way. It has to be Nisim, Nefloyes, and then Shoy Shecho. The Rebbe is going to explain it in detail. Beautiful. This is the sort of the answer. In Oni, Bretzer, Wegen the Drei Shugat Shalom V'Yishue, Shoshis Olav V'Shede B'Yom Imoheim. Und der Ribber stehen sie in dem Seder. That's why it goes in this order. Alla Tshua is, weil er Nisim, weil er Nefloyes. Weil er so ist gewähnt, der Seder am Morris. That's what happened then. Früher Tshua ist, dann noch Nisim und Nortem Nefloyes. That's the order that it was. Maschenke, beim Sieben von Aneiros Halolu, redet sich wegen die drei Sugim, wie sie rufen an Reus, bei uns dem Ergesch, Leute, zu lallen, Shimcha Godoy. Wie sie kidei, Leute, zu lallen, Shimcha Godoy. So, as we are being innovated, as we are being initiated, as we are being moved to do praise the Eibishter. This has to be in a Seder. In them, Isaiah said that anders. Der Sug Nisim is der erste zu herausrufen bei Menschen, die mir in der Idee wie Ilo zum Eibischen, dann auch der Sug von den Fleus, und erst noch der Sug von Schuiz. What brings you a person all of a sudden in the middle of the day to get up and praise the Eibishter? You see a miracle, say, oh, ich bin schon, mach mich an es, thank you Hashem. Then, when a person is meditating more and he sees that even if Leus Secho, a Pele is also from the Eibishter, is also praising the Eibishter. The last thing is, when it comes to Yeshua, Yeshua is something that it's not a miracle, it's not a Pele. Also, you have to thank the Eibishter. The Rebbe is going to explain in his Dalet. The Abiyur in the explanation in detail, the Chiluk in Teuchon zwischen Shuas, Nisim and Vlois. First is going to explain what the difference, then we're going to see why the Seder by us, that first we're getting
inspired.
Beautiful. We're getting inspired first from Anes, then we get inspired from Apele, then we get inspired even from Yeshua. What's the difference between those three? Beautiful explanation. Wenn einer führt am Lachome, I'll learn the whole paragraph and then say it a little in English. Wenn einer führt am Lachome, kennt ihr das Zweiten, wenn es Keuche seinen Berich leuten, Sachakel von Kamas und Echus zusammen zu sein, darf er euch ankommen zu Yeshua Hashem, also soll man erzehr sein. Warum? Alpiteva ist einmal eins hat Goyver und einmal der Zweite. Aber der Nitzochen wird Schuhe, ist in der Neufe, wo setzt euch wie ein Ingen TV und nicht kein Ness, wo sie sicher von Teva, weil Alpiteva kann man erzehr sein, also wieder Zweite. Two people have a fight. And the both of them are equal in size, in weight, and in strength. You test the strength, both of them are the same. And eventually, one is going to win, right? So this one that is winning is a Yeshua from the Eibishter. Because he could have won, and he could have won. So the one who won is a Yeshua. It's Bederech Ateva, but there's still Yeshua. So Yeshua is not a miracle, it's not above nature, it is nature. But he won, what? Exactly. Yeshua is Siyata Dishmai. Yes. Yes, Siyata Dishmai that he won. Because nobody would win, or one of them would win. He won, it's a Yeshua. Okay, now we're going to go to the second one. Ness is completely different. Ness is a Yeshua, but Tzolev was his Echa von Teva. Eper von Gidrei Oilom. Ledugme, Anitzoch, Amelchom, in Anoifem, when she is Menatzer, the Tzad, was his Asach, schwacher oder schloi berer schwacher von zweiten also sind der hatel kann der mohammed nicht gewinnen also eine zoche sanes le mile mantel when you go before we land about to the same now you take five people fighting against 25 people der hatel who should win 25 in a second they should win the five if the five are winning it's le mile mantel hatel doesn't make any sense it's not nature that they should win impossible in the world that they should win if they won everybody is going to say this is a miracle this is anes So we have now, we have the idea of choice is, as you said, what did you call it? Yeshua Hashem. Choice, the Rebbe is helping you that you should win. Ness is lemailo mederech ha-teva. What is Pele? Pele, we could say something that's in between a Ness and Teva. If lo is an nazelech en yonim, was rufan roish ha-wunder, by them was zetze. Then nishkin klore nissim, vorum ben ken ze erklären als passierung mederech ha-teva. Aber doch ist das a passierung abgeteilt und neus geteilt von der Anoge o Regilo, und der Rebbe ruft der roish ha-wunder, sie sagen, ihr niflo. Adobo Pele is when you see somebody is doing something, that it's not 100% normal, not 100% that everybody could do it. And he did it, so he don't say it's a mess. It's not L'mayla M'derech HaTeva. And it's not, you could explain it that in nature he's strong, he could jump from second floor, nothing is going to happen to him. Somebody, another guy is going to jump, he's going to break his feet. Oh, but whoever sees it, I can do it. If you look at it, say, wow, wonder. You don't say miracle, you say it's a wonder. Because it was done b'derech ha-teva. Yes, yeah, it was done. Huh? Yeah, l'choy retzapele. Yes. Let's learn footnote 14 also gishmaker. The rabbis want to explain that it's in between. It's not a nes and it's not teva. So the rabbi says in footnote 14, rei pirush rashi v'oiro. Ulo'ir me'mayim arzal digmor. He need to say something very interesting. The al suga nisim she'afilu ba'al nes einu makir ben nisoy. Yeah, there's a nes. That you're not realizing, right? Because it's not a ness, it's a pele. So what does it say? So the Gemara says, this is what David HaMelech says in Tilim, Oishe Niflois Levadei. David HaMelech calls it Niflois. So I see that a pele is something that you could explain it 100% that it's nature. It's natural. You see a tall man, a heavy man, and somebody is very athletic, he jumps up from the second floor, nothing happens to him, he stands on his feet in fact. If somebody else should jump, he's going to break his neck or his head or his feet. So that's what it is. So it's a pele. Everybody's going to scream, wow, wonder. He jumped and he's fine. So let's just repeat the three things. We have choice is something that it is a normal because each one could win. So the Rebbe makes a Yeshua that he's winning and not the other one. And Anes is something that is above nature. And pele is just a wonder. So it's something that it looks nature, but it's, I can't believe it. It's wonderful as I did it. It's a wonder. Und wie mir gefällt, der Rebbe ist bringing a Geschmack geprüft vom der alte Rebbe. Wie mir gefällt bei der Gule von der alten Rebbe, wie Jutes Kislev, als er hat geschrieben, auf dem Hifli, der alte Rebbe himself writes a letter, and writes Hifli Lashes Boris. He doesn't write Ness. He doesn't write Yeshua. He writes Hifli. Why does he write Hifli? Der Rebbe is explaining it very interesting. Die Gule von Jutes Kislev ist gekommen durch die Sorim und gewinnt verbunden mit Kamen, wo Kamen Status. Who let him out? The same people that arrested them let him out. And there was a lot of Status. The Gashmis, a lot of people wrote letters in the telegrams, and they say, what are you doing? You arrested this alter Rebbe and this. Aber zusammen damit ist es gewähnt, klar, klar, nicht genau, nur als Regiles, nur Appelle, die gesagt, Hifli. It was not a normal thing that they should let him out. There was pressure, there was everything there. And you know what, they couldn't care less. From the, what, this is what the Alter Rebbe says. Mm-hmm. If you want, you could say that it's Teva, or whatever since that he came out. Wow, it's a wonder that Alter Rebbe came out. So we have explaining more what is the end of Pele. I say, the three Sugi HaTzol of Yeshua, Zani Given, now the Rebbe is going to explain, we're going to come back to what we said before. That when we say, Anei Yerushal Olonu Madlikim, we say as the order was then. And when we say it by the end, we say as we are being inspired. The Rebbe is going to explain what is the three things that when the Nes of Chanukah happened, there was choice, there was Nisim, and there was Niflois. And with the three things that we just learned, what's the difference between Yeshuas and Nes and Niflois, we'll understand it very geschmack. The three Sugi HaTzol of Yeshuas Hashem Zani Given by Yomim Moheim, the Mei Chanukah, Un Ala Seder. It was in this order. What order? Freer. Choice, danoch nisim, danoch nifloys. That's why we say, and here is all along madlikim, ala choice, ala nisim, ala nifloys. Where do we see it? The only from them nitzoch nach hashmonoim is given gleichen zeir stot modiin. From Matisio, bonum of Mizir Gifune. There's a city called Modiin, and it started already then. It started then with the Yevonim. What happened then? The Yevonim of Dod gewollt makriv sein adover racher. They made a mizbeach, and they wanted to be makriv adover racher, a chazam. The hashmonoim of Mizir gestellt an tkegen, zei, und sei basig. Der Rebbe bringt sie dann vom Sefer Yosefun. Yosefun tells us the story. So what happened then? What? Basig ist gewonnen. Won. Und gegen sie und sei basig. And they won. In dem ist gewonnen Yeshua, aber nicht kein Nes Golo und nicht kein Pele Golo. Not a Nes and not a Pele. Why? Der Rebbe says why? Warum in Modin ist nicht gewonnen? Kein größer Mispar von Yevonim. There was not a lot of Yevonim. So it's not a big deal. It's the same thing as we gave the Moshe before, when two people are fighting for the same... It was Yata Dishmai. What was it? Are you sure? So that's why it says, Aneo Salamatik Allah choice. The beginning of the Milchome with the Yevonim was in Modi'in. The Rabbi said in Gan, that not only Modi'in, in the Ore, he said in Gan, in footnote 18. V'chein kol ha'nitzchonos b'Yerushalayim, there was more, there was little wars in Yerushalayim itself, from a few Hashmonoim, with a few Yevonim, and they won. It's choice, it's not a miracle, it's not a pele. No Nes and not pele. And the Rebbe is continuing, Adam el Chome Agdoilo. It's brought down in Megillas Antiochus and in Medrash Chanukah. Okay, so we finish with the first thing, right? Choice. Now we're going to see what happened, where's the Nisim? What next the Nisim? Danoch ob die Adam el Chome gehalten gegen a Gor, größen Zawa von Yevonim. Antiochus sent in a reingeschickt, Gor Asach, Meor, wie der Mispa von der jüdische Anshe Chayil. Uns ist geschehen an Nes Golo של למעלה מן הטבע, we say in davening every day, in benching. Mosarto giboirim ביד חלושים ורבים ביד מתים. Let's say there was 10,000 soldiers, and there was 50 people fighting against them. No way in the world, in 10 seconds, they had to win. And they won everybody. Hidnu מן הצרגת. What is this? This is a Nes. Nes Golo. So we have heard in the Floys. The Floys is the mindset with the... No, it's not a Pele. It's a Nes Golo. Yeah. So we have the choice... that they were fighting in Modi'in and Yerushalayim, little wars. Then we have the Nes, with the idea, with the big army that Antiochus sent in. Now we're coming to the third thing. Noch nitzocham el chomo, after they won, then in the chashmonoim ha'rayinu beis ha'migdosh, and ha'mgizenas is nishtokin, shem ha'toyo v'ad lukas, they came in, there's no oil, everything was tome. But the Yivonim ha'metamek ben kol ha'shmon m'shebe'echol. Bizom gifunem pach ha'echot shel shemen shemunach b'chosom ha'shel kohen godl, und dos was mot gifunem dem pach ha'shemen, istaken nishken, Nishkin Nes Golui. It's not a Nes. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos the story that they came in the Volukin. Why is it not a Nes? Why is it not a Yeshua? Why is it called Pele? So the Rebbe is going to explain it what it is. Und as bevil sich einsparen, with this finding the path of the Shemen, you could come to a conclusion that it's Derech HaTeva Mamish. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol put it in the earth and he covered it and they didn't see it. If they didn't see it, so how could they make it Tomek? So it's not a Nes. But what is that? It's still a wonder. All the oils in Lishkas Hashmonim, where the oil was tome, and this was left. It's a pele. Em chipsu, vaday, yeah. Em chipsu letamet hakol. Yes. Timu kol Hashmonim. Their mission was, what's the mission of the Yevonim bechlal? Lashkichom torosecho, laviro mechuk eretzel necho, not to do what the Rebishta wants. You could do chukim, don't do because the Rebishta told it to you. So they were looking... More ruchni than gashmi. Purim is to kill all the Eden. Chanukah, the difference is Chanukah is ruchni. Yes. Yeah. And they didn't find it. So the Rebbe, look how beautiful the Rebbe is bringing it out.
It was only ideological, the first ideological war.
Right.
No ideological war. no more about territory.
Und als man will,
interesting
also that it's mentioned in this, it's mentioned in this forum, very interesting that we see in Chanukah the decree, what they did, we see in Chanukah in every year. Chanukah has always 8 days because they didn't let do a bris. 8 days indicates the bris. They didn't let do Shabbos. Every Chanukah must have a Shabbos. They didn't let do Rosh Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh. Every Chanukah must have a Rosh Chodesh. So we have all the three things that they were trying to disturb. Everything was Ruchnis. The Gemara says, Kisvu lochem al keren ha-shoyer. Take a horn of an axe and ride on it. I have no part of the Eibishter, God forbid. That's what they wanted. The Rebbe is explaining in the Mamorim, the Friedrich Rabbeim, why ride it? You could ride it with a big sign and go in the street with that. Why darf keren ha-shoyer? Okay. Let's go further. Und als man will sich einsparen, if you want to, I should translate einsparen. Not fool, no. If you want to be stubborn, yes. If you want to be stubborn, come and song, as is given on Indian TV. You could say that it was a natural thing. As the Baruch Hashem, but you want nicht bemerkt, because they didn't see it. So we have to say, we have to say, it was with the stamp of the Kohen Godlein, it was in, hidden, inside and covered with sand. Ado wo bilt rog klal. Who is going to look and go in the Olbeis Hamikdosh and go around and dig and look for oil? Doesn't make any sense. Ado wo bilt rog klal, befrat das gewen a Lishkas Hashmonim. They came and they saw that as a Lishkas Hashmonim. And why should they think that somebody is going to hide a Pach of Shemen in the sand? So they made Tome all the Shmonim in the Lishkas Hashmonim. There was a special booth, a special room that has all the oil there ready. And that's it. Aber die wollen nicht getracht zu suchen dort. So Al-Khoyer, you could be stubborn and say that it was Derech HaTeva. And the Rebbe says in this parenthesis another Geschmack gesagt. Weil Pisa, according to this, is going to be sweetened also. How were they sure that this Shemen that it was there that they found, that they didn't move it? If they moved it, it would have been Tome. So Rebbe says, Al-Pisa, Yumtek, Gvados, Ata Shemen, Istoyer, Udi, Yvonne, Mamas, Nishmetavik, Venduch, Eset. They didn't touch it because it was covered and they didn't see it. So they didn't touch it and it's not Tome and everything is fine. So... No, even Eset. No, Mezizim is a Kvar Tame. Yeah. For kids to understand better, we tell them that they opened up each one. Yeah. Okay. So the Rebbe says in this brackets, the Rebbe said that if you want to force yourself, if you want to be stubborn, you could say it's natural. They didn't look there. So what is this? It's still Pele. Still, the Rebbe is finishing up. But doch, it's a double pele. It is a pele. It's Neflois. Alle Shmonim am die Ivonne mit Tame gewen. Und der Reim Pach ist gewen behalten mit Karka und geblieben ganz nicht angerührt. Everything they made Tome and this is left. Danach ist gekommen, danach ist gewen noch ein Nes, schädlik bei Chasjomim, wo ich noch ein Schuh ist wie Neflois. What happened after that? So we have the idea of finding the oil is, let's do it in Seder. We have the Shuhis, that if little fight in Modi'in, it was a normal, it was just a Yeshua. Then we have the Nes, big army of Antiochus and the Eden, little people, 10 people, I don't know what it was, 8 people, and they won. So we have Nes, how many?
13.
Beautiful, 13. And then we get the Pele with the oil. The Rabbi says that after this Pele, the Choyre, why does it say the Loshen Chuois, plural, Nisim plural, Neflois? The Rabbi is answering a deal. That after the Nes of the war, finding the oil is not a Nes. What's the Nes? That it burned 8 days. So we have another Nes. That's why it says Loshen Rabin, because there was Niflois, there was Chuois, and there was Nisim. A lot of them, not one. Oizvov. Now, so we understand already why, in the beginning of Aneiros Halolu, we say it in this order, according to what it was. The Rebbe is going to explain that when we have to be inspired to praise the Eibishter, as we say at the end, Chol Shmones Mechan Keil Aneiros Halolu Koyi Lishem, Kedei Le'oide Shul Alel, to praise you, Rebbe Yishalem, what? Al Nisecho, Val Nifloisecho, Val Yishoisecho. The Rebbe is going to explain it now. Oizvov. Der Seder, Chuois Nisim und Niflois, is when we read wegen Seh Bishachas und am Seder, bis man von dem Eurois bei Yomim Oem. That's how it happened then, with this order. Bishachas es red sich aber wegen Leute, shil alle lishimcha agodoi. We say, kedei leoi, we lighting the candles to praise you now. Lachas es das Seder different, a different, completely different order. Zumal im Ersten, is bem Moidim, alle dem Oibersten, auf Nisim. was in dem da kennen alle also es kommt zum Überschritt wenn you see a ness loved goyim eden everybody says this is a miracle comes from the Eibishter and this brings you to praise the Eibishter dann noch ist man sich misbeunen if a person is meditating and it looks a little deeper with a little with a hemis it looks into this to the world bis man erkennt dem hemis in gedda von kamen wo kamen passieren gehen also seine Fleisch secho he sees that something is a wonder it's a pelle but he praises the Eibishter also for pelle not only for a miracle Chotsha so roitze lito is ite, as is ane pasir. When it comes to a wonder, somebody could come say, hey, come on, don't get excited. It's nothing, it's a natural thing. Yeah, but if somebody is a real Eid, as it's supposed to be a Jew, and is meditating, and he sees that everything comes from the Eibishter, comes to a conclusion that even Ampele, he has to thank the Eibishter. Chotsha so roitze lito is ite, and when dying to him, like the Eibishter, say, you come to a point that you praise the Eibishter also when, even Ampele. The first thing is Nes, then comes Pele. What is the third thing? As we're finishing up by the end, Ve'al Yeshua Yisecho, Tanoch kum etzil ha-kore, Ha'id comes to the recognition, As afil al Yeshua Yisecho, Ve'lechazay ne'nishke nes, And afil ne'nishke niflois, Nor in gidre ha-teva mamish, As I translate it is, You get up in the morning, You get out of bed, You find, You say all the broches, Yeah, that you got, As we say, Anoisla Sechvivino, And then that Malbisharumim, And Anoisla Yev Koyach, Ameich Mitzadik Gover, You see that every step of the way, every step of life, is Yeshua Yisecho. It comes from the Eibishter. That's what it is. Ve'lechazani nishke nes, Unafile nishke niflois. This is the Yeshua Yisecho. No, it's an egidre ateva. Yeah, natural. Everybody gets up in the morning, gets up and goes. Darf man euch danken und leuben dem Eibishter. And this you also have to praise the Eibishter. Not only on miracles and other things. Warum? It says clearly, Lashem, Ha-Yeshua. If you see Ha-Yeshua, it's also from the Eibishter. Teva alein is lemailu min ha-teva. V'meile davoi ha-Yeshua, oizruf ma-idu ha-ve'ilu. There is a in of teva itself is higher from teva. What it means teva? As we're going to explain later what it means teva. Okay. So the Rebbe explained, now we learned, we understand the difference between Aneos Alolu Onu Madliki, that we go according to the Seder of years was Yeshua, is that they won in Modi'in. Then was the ness of the winning the army. Then came the Inn of Pele that he won, that he found the oil. Then came Adar Nisim also that he was burning 8 days. This is the beginning. When it comes to the end, Kedei Loidus El Alel, that we should Loidus El Alel, we need to be the Seder first Nes. Then comes the Inn of Pele, and then comes the Inn of Yeshua Zecho. So as we understood it now, we understand that Nes is the highest level, because when you see it right away, you praise the Eibishter. Lower than that is Pele, lower than that is the idea of Yeshua Yisecho. Now the Rebbe is going to go in a tiffer and looking not as we look at it, as it comes down to the Milo, as the Eibishter looks at it. As the Eibishter looks at it, so Yeshua Yisecho is the highest, we go from lower to higher. The Secho is the lowest, and Niflois is after that, and Yeshua Yisecho is the highest that it could be. How does it happen? In Ois Zayin. A tiffer Arinian in them. That's what the Rebbe is going to explain now. Baidn is the Ashpoa Sachais Lechatrili from Prinas Alikuz versus the Mailu Mea Teva. Mernik was the Ashpoa Yatut Zichon in Alevush from Teva. Aid is always the Mailu Mea Teva. To say, as no Isaf of them was Anoga Sateva, Bichlal is Oicha Nogeloikis. Bemeil is Bamitos is the Mailu Mea Teva, Vivel Taich Teva. The Vel thinks that Teva is, that, you know, this is the nature. Chsidis Taich is the opposite. Chsidis Taich is the Teva, means Tubu, Milosh Song King. The Alikuz is there in everything, but you don't see it. And they say, no, Teva means that this is the song comes up, the song goes down, the song comes up, I go to sleep, I get up. It's natural, it's nothing there. I eat, sees in this Teva that it's Lamailo Mena Teva. So, although that everything is Lamailo Mena Teva, Ba'idin is completely different. Ba'idin is Oich Dos Teva, Ba'idin Norach Etzoin is the Kalevush, Oif Danoge Nisis. When Ha'id is also doing the same thing in Teva, but he knows that everything comes from Nes, from the Eibishter. Mit Velechad or Eibishter Firtom, mit Eden, only mit Eden. The Rebbe is going to bring proof in the next Keta on the bottom, where we see it beautiful, that Ha'id is always Lamailo Mena Teva. Bemele, there was such lichtike Eugen, whoever has bright eyes, and he looks as it's supposed to be on things, the Zeta, the Memes, as those is Melechatrila, and Inye Nisi, as well as the Levush from Teva, out God came, Fisa Smok, and Nishbaim. He doesn't see the Levush. He sees the ness of the Eibishter that the Eibishter gives him in everything is a ness. And the Rebbe says, and we read viel more, as we read a lot of times, wegen dem Pirush Umayim HaChazal. There's a Gemara in Yerushalmi, interesting to note, it's a very interesting thing, that the Gemara in Shabbos, Tosfos brings down this Yerushalmi. Very interesting. So the Rebbe says, it says there, Maimin Bechayo Elomim Vezoireya. I.e., when he's going to plant, is believing in the Rebbe that is Chayei Olamim, and that's why he's planting. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what does it mean? Die Chuki HaTeva, was der Rebbe Shel Olam eingestellt, Zera ve Kotzer lo Yishboisu, after Noach, after the Mabel, so the Rebbe Shel Olam said that it's not going to stop anymore. That means that if you plant, if you, not plant, what is it called, if you, if you sow, it's growing. So what is the Yerushalmi tell me, Maimim Bechayei Olam Vezereya? There is plant is depends what you do. יש דברים שעושים שזה planting, יש דברים שזה זוריה. יש זוריה ויש תמיד יש שתי כמה לשונות, תלוי מה שאתה זוריה. זיינם, זאת רבי סקט, that even the חוקי הטבע, זיינם בעיד ניש דיסי באמיתיס of the זריה. Not because the רבי שעשת לא יש בוישו. And when you plant it grows, this is בהגוי. He's planting because he knows it's going to grow. דיסי באמיתיס of the זריה. Why are they planting? The MS is Sibet zu der Zmiche und der Fahr ist also Irea. What is the Sibet of the Zmiche? It's weil is Maimim Bechayei Olam. So Aid sees is not better than Teva. Although again, Teva is that if you plant, it grows. Aid doesn't do it. Aid when he goes to plant, he says, I believe in the Eibishter and that's how it's going to grow. It's not Teva. There's no such thing as Teva. Huh? Chidush Yoter Gadol. Yeah. Ois Chetz. Es Retzich in Chesides. So now we establish one thing that Aid is lemaile min hateva always. Es redzich in Chassidus as davke in the mato be Yosha zog zich arroz da gavoya gavoya be Yosha. It's a very famous phrase in Chassidus called a gavoya be Yosha nefil lemato Yosha. And we learned last week in the parsha from parsha Vayeshi we learned about Yankev last week between Yankev and Esav that Esav when is Yankev's shleimus v'rav yavoy tzoyer. Yeah, v'rav yavoy tzoyer. When Yankev is Mevarer Esav, that he comes from Toyu, he elevates Yankev to the level of Toyu. And the same thing also we learned that a person that is Medaber needs to eat a Chai, and he needs to eat Semeach. Why? I'm higher than him. No, you are higher. When you come down Lemato, so the Semeach and Doimim is higher than Du. It comes from a higher place, that's why it's lower. Es redt sich Chassidus as davken de mato mato Yesha zog zich arroz da gavoya gavoya b'Yesha na derech ze oich nini anisim. Di nisim was anem elubish in teva ob ma echer un shoyres vid di nisim gluim un teva alein ot noch echer un shoyres. We're going to come to a conclusion that a nest that you see begolui comes from a low place. A pele comes from a higher place. Yeshua comes from the highest place that there is. Where does come Yeshua? Yeshua comes from Atzmus Ein Sof. Unbelievable. The Rebbe is going to explain it very gishmat. Nisim gluim. What do you mean nisim gluim? God forbid we see a car turns over and police comes and say, for sure everybody there is dead. And everybody climbs out, everybody comes out. You see a nest goluy. What do you mean goluy? You see with your eyes a miracle. Where is it coming from? From an open place, from a giluy place. Because you see, if you see it, it comes from a place that it's giluy, from a low place. Nisim gluyim nemen zich fun giluyim, was anim mugblinim kafun giluy. If it's revealed, it comes from a revealed place.
The nest...
The nest must be in the Goloi. Nisim am lebosim beteva nemen sich von an euer, was ist echa von Giloi. Und der Riba seine, die Nisim ongeton lebosim beteva. When it comes, let's say a pele. When it comes a pele, so it's in lebosim beteva. If it's in lebosim beteva, it comes from a higher place that it's a hidden place. Aber von deswegen, wie bald der Lebosh ist in der Neuf, so lechoire pele is already much higher than Nes, the Rebbe says no. But Pele you also see. Right? A Pele you also see. You see, you could say that it's Teva, you could say it's not Teva, but you see something, it still comes from a place that it's revealed. But from deswegen, wie bald der Lebosh ist in der Neuf, was ruft Arois a Wunder, you are getting excited and you say, look, this is Wunder, Neflois, bei dem was etwas, bis as nire bechush, wie das ist Rakle Meilo ben Teva, ist verstandig, as das ist, funan oyo was alkoponim begeder gilui. So, when I see all these things, Gilui, it comes from Gilui. Now we're going to come to the last thing of Yeshua is, Dav kederim von Yeshua is vilecha zayin en ongeton in teva gufe, nem zich von Atzmus, was is nish begeder Gilui klal. Ubemele tut zich oiv de Yeshua shelemaile mea teva, was kumtu ne moiva shnalein in anoifim vies vol zich gefir bederach hateva mamish. This what it's bederach hateva mamish, shows you that it comes from the highest place that there is. And the Rebbe, let's learn on footnote 36, we almost finished. Kemuv me'aklal anal lekol ha'gavoya b'yoyser, u'le'oyo. We learned before in footnote number we learned before about it, yes. From the Gemara, in Nidid, it says that Balanese in the Market of Nisoy is called Oisin if Lois Levadoi. So the Rebbe says it even deeper. The Nisim Shem Balanese Market of Nisoy Shem, Leboshim Beteva Mamish, Aleim Nemar Oisin if Lois Levadoi. Who is doing it? It doesn't say Oisin if Lois. The Rebbe says Oisin if Lois Levadoi. It comes only from the Ebishter himself, from Asmus. So again, when it comes to Anes Golui, it comes from away from a revealed place. Even Pele comes from a revealed place. When it comes to something that is hidden in Teva, you don't see. When you look at it, you see it's natural. And in Del is the Elikus, comes from Atzmus. It should be so hidden, it must come from a place that it's hidden, it must come from Atzmus and so. Das ist der Seder von den drei Jonen. Now the Rabbi said again, also Geschmack, I didn't realize it the first few times I learned it. The Rabbi said again, that this words, Le'oides, Le'ale, Le'shimcha Godoil, is, how do you say, is parallel zu Nisecho, Niflo Yisecho, and Yeshua Yisecho. And this is the Seder von den drei Jonen, Le'oides, Le'ale, Le'shimcha Godoil, Al Nisecho, Al Niflo Yisecho, Al Yeshua Yisecho. Where do we see it? Rabbi explaining it. Fria kum de oidoe, ve'ilul b'shaiches, sugiluim. Right? The idea of Elul of Giluim of Nisim. Ness, as we said before, that Ness is something that is revealed. Everybody screams, wow, I just saw a Ness. The Noch B'Shaychet Zum Oyeh Shulemayla Megilui, Dal Nif Loisecho also. So this is Loide Shulale. And the Noch Kumpen Zum Oyeh Shulemayla where? Look how interesting. As the Anshik Nesak Dole put it in the Seder, how did they put it in? Loide Shulale Leshimcho Hagodoy. And what? And Yeshua Yisecho. And Yeshua Yisecho is Leshimcha Godel. Beikah Doch Yeshua Yisecho is when you realize the end of Leshimcha Godel.